I have a 3-year-old nephew, and any time I get together with him, it's a lot of fun. But one of the most amusing things when I get together with him is usually my brother and sister-in-law are there, and my parents will be there as well. And sometimes I'll be talking in conversation with, say, for example, my dad. And I'll say, "Hey, Dad, is there something I can get you to drink?" And my 3-year-old nephew will look at my brother, who's his dad, and wait for my brother to respond. But I'm not talking to my brother, I'm talking to my dad. But my nephew knows my dad as Pop. But names can sometimes be a tricky thing because sometimes they confuse us, but what they're intended to do is to give us an identity, to help us with naming, being able to identify someone or something. And in today's gospel, we have this example of the issue of names that Jesus tells us. For Jesus is with the disciples and he asked them, "Who do people say that I am? What names do you hear people calling me?" And they said, "Well, some people call you John the Baptist. Others call you Elijah. Some people say that you're a prophet who's risen from the dead." And then Jesus changes the question. He says, "All right, enough about what others say I am. Who do you say that I am? What do you call me?" And Peter says, "You're the Christ of God. You're the anointed one. You're the Son of God. You're our Savior." Jesus says, "That's exactly right. That's exactly right." What that to have a deep personal relationship. Hopefully when someone asks us who is Jesus, we don't say, he's some guy we hear about occasionally at church, and that's what we know about him. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully if someone asks you about Jesus, you can say, "He is my Lord and Savior. He is my God who loves me so much that he gave his life for me." And hopefully, the more that you get to know him and the deeper that you fall in love with Jesus, the more names, the more definitions you can give to him. Because it's the same as true in life. If we were asked to describe about somebody that we know or love or one of our family or friends, hopefully we could go on for several minutes. If we had to write about him, we could hopefully write a book about someone we know well. Because the better that we get to know somebody, the more that we know them, the more description we can give to them. The same is the case with Jesus. Because Jesus desires us to have a deep relationship with him. And he wants us to be able to tell others all of the descriptions that we use for Jesus. He is the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lamb of God. He's the pathway to peace. He's the key to knowledge, and on and on and on. Because I guarantee you, that if we were to ask Jesus, "Who am I? Jesus, who am I?" He could write encyclopedias about us, about each and every one of us, because he knows us that well, because he loves us, because he desires us to be in a relationship with him. So if the Lord can write encyclopedias about us, then hopefully we can give great description to who he is, to how much his love is important in our lives. This discipleship also comes with a price. Jesus asks us to fall deeper in love with him, but he also tells us and he warns us that life is not easy. He says, "If you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciples, you have got to follow me. You've got to take up your cross every single day." That means the pains, the sorrows, the sufferings, the burdens that we carry, Jesus says, you've got to carry those as well. But Jesus doesn't just make us do them on our own. He is there with us. He is there every day to help us carry our cross. He showed us how to do it. And he continues to be with us. He walks with us on our journey. He helps us carry our cross. And he reminds us that there is no burden in our lives that's too great. There is nothing that he can't help us carry because he is our Lord. Because he is our God, and because he loves us more than we can ever imagine. We also celebrate today as Father's Day. We celebrate fathers everywhere, the fatherly figures in our lives, our dads, our grandpas, those that have gone before us that are hopefully standing the eternal banquet with the Lord. We also celebrate our Heavenly Father on this day. We celebrate the fact that our Heavenly Father looks out after all of his children. And in today's second reading, we're reminded that in God's family, there are no divisions. There is only one. Together we come as God's children, thankful for the mercy, the love, the salvation that he gives us. and thanking him for the fact that we are truly one family. There are no divisions among us. There is nothing that can separate us. We are brought together by the love of God. We continue to celebrate his love in our lives, and we continue to celebrate this day as we celebrate the Eucharist. As we continue in celebration today, we thank God for giving us his Son. We thank him for giving us Jesus, and we desire to fall deeper in love with him, to be able to give pages and pages and pages of descriptions, but more importantly, to take that love that we have of the Lord in our hearts and allow that to grow. Allow it to blossom so that the whole world may be transformed by the love of our Heavenly Father.